And it is great just to worship him. We're going to read now from 1 Samuel chapter 10. I don't know if we'll read all of it, but we'll see how we go. Samuel, Kings, Chronicles, great books to read. Maybe not so much Chronicles. I said Chronicles, didn't I? But that's all. That's all the list of names. But that's always a good challenge, isn't it? With the names, but certainly Samuel and Kings are great books to read. All about the kings of Israel and Judah. We'll just read the last chapter, the last verse of the last chapter. So chapter 9, verse 27, talks about Saul and his servant with Samuel the prophet. As they were going down to the outskirts of the city, Samuel said to Saul, "Tell the servant to pass on before us, and when he had passed on, stop here yourself for a while, that I may make known to you the word of God." That I may make known to you the word of God. Why is that odd? Why is that a bit... I'll tell you why it's a bit strange. It's strange because Saul is probably thinking, "What on earth are you talking about, man? What is it? What do you mean? So that we might know the word of God." Do you know what it says earlier on? It says these words, "The word of the Lord was rare in those days, and there was no frequent vision." So Saul wasn't a church attender. He wasn't somebody who was very religious. He wasn't someone who knew too much. He wanted to meet Samuel to find his donkeys. So, what is it? Why do you want me to that I may make known to you the word of God? What on earth is that? Of course, I'm sure a lot of people in the world today will not have a clue. When we say, "This morning we listen to the word of God," what is that? What is that? So here we go. So this is what happened. So Samuel took a flask of oil and poured it on his head and kissed him. Now, that's a strange thing, isn't it? And we're going to talk about that as well. Can you imagine? Saul? What? Samuel took a flask of oil, poured it on his head, and kissed him, and said, "Has not the Lord anointed you to be prince over his people Israel? And you shall reign over the people of the Lord, and you will save them from the hand of their surrounding enemies. And this shall be the sign to you that the Lord has anointed you to be prince over his heritage. When you depart from me today, you will meet two men by Rachel's tomb in the territory of Benjamin at Zelzah. And they will say to you, 'The donkeys,'" here's the donkeys again, "'that you went to seek are found. And now your father has ceased to care about the donkeys and is anxious about you, saying, what shall I do about my son?' Then you shall go on from there further and come to the oak of Tabor. Three men going up to God at Bethel will meet you there, one carrying three young goats, another carrying three loaves of bread, and another carrying a skin of wine. And they will greet you and give you two loaves of bread, which you shall accept from their hand. After that, you shall come to Gibeath Elohim, where there is a garrison of the Philistines. And there, as soon as you come to the city, you will meet a group of prophets coming down from the high place with harp, tambourine, flute, and lyre before them, prophesying. Then the Spirit of the Lord will rush upon you, and you will prophesy with them and be turned into another man. Now, when these signs meet you, Do what your hands find to do, for God is with you. Then go down before me to Gilgal, and behold, I am coming down to you to offer burnt offerings and to sacrifice peace offerings. 7 days you shall wait until I come to you and show you what you shall do. When he turned his back to leave Samuel, God gave him another heart. And all these signs came to pass that day. When they came to Gibeah, behold, a group of prophets met him, and the Spirit of God rushed upon him, and he prophesied among them. And when they all knew, when all who knew him previously saw how he prophesied with the prophets, the people said, "What has come over the son of Kish? Is Saul among the prophets?" And a man of the place answered, "And he was their father." Therefore it became a proverb, "Is among the prophets." When he had finished prophesying, he came to the high place. Saul's uncle said to him and to his servant, "Where did you go?" And he said, to see the donkeys. And when they were not to be found, we went to Samuel. And Saul's uncle said, please tell me what Samuel said to you. And Saul said to his uncle, "He told us plainly that the donkeys have been found, but about the matter of the kingdom of which Samuel had spoken, he did not tell him anything." Now, Samuel called the people together to the Lord at Mizpah, and he said to the people of Israel, "Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, I brought up Israel out of Egypt, and I delivered you from the hand of the Egyptians and from the hand of all the kingdoms that were oppressing you. But today you have rejected your God, who saved you from all your calamities and your distresses, and you have said to him, 'Set a king over us.' Now therefore present yourselves before the Lord by your tribes and by your thousands." Then Samuel brought all the tribes of Israel near, and the tribe of Benjamin was taken by lot. He brought the tribe of Benjamin near by its clans, and the clan of the Matrites was taken by lot. And Saul the son of Kish was taken by lot. But when they sought him, he could not be found. So they inquired again of the Lord, "Is there a man still to come?" And the Lord said, "Behold, he has hidden himself among the baggage." That's God throwing Saul under the bus, isn't it? When he's hiding from the people. And God says, "Well, I know where he is. There he is, behind the baggage." No hiding from God. Then they ran and took him from there. And when he stood among the people, he was taller than any of the people from his shoulders upward. Samuel said to all the people, "Do you see him whom the Lord has chosen? There is none like him among all the people." And all the people shouted, "Long live the king." Again, it just reminds us a little bit about Jesus.